When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
The Red Scooter Deli, with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles, has free delivery up to 5 miles and deliveries 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Order online or call 805-237-1780 to order great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com and use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, March 11th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero Fire responds to burning out buildings and travel trailers. Candidate withdraws from County Superintendent of Schools race. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the upper 70s. It's 39 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services responded to a report of a fire on March 9th at about 6:40 p.m. on the 7100 block of Sycamore Road. Atascadero Fire found two outbuildings, a fence, and a travel trailer involved with a heavy fire in an immediate exposure to a large, approximately 1,500-square-foot shop, starting to become involved in the fire. Atascadero Fire says several cylinders and cans at the scene created small explosions, which increased the volume and intensity of the blaze. Atascadero Fire says it was knocked down in approximately 20 minutes from dispatch, and units remained for about 3 hours for mop-up. The cause is under investigation. A candidate has chosen to withdraw from the race for San Luis Obispo County Superintendent of Schools. Michael Speciarla, Executive Director for County Office of Education and longtime career technical education leader, announced he will no longer be running for County Superintendent of Schools. After careful consideration, I've decided to withdraw from the race and continue focusing on my work on expanding career technical education and workforce pathways for students, Speciarla added. He said, I'm optimistic about the future of our county's education system and that our next leaders will continue to advocate for programs that move the needle locally. The County Sheriff's Office will be holding its award ceremony on Thursday, March 12th at 10 a.m. at the San Luis Obispo Veterans Hall, 801 Grand Avenue. The ceremony will honor recipients of life-saving medals, the Meritorious Service Award, Distinguished Service Awards, and Medal of Valor. The Meritorious Award will be given to detectives who worked on a case of a missing woman from Arroyo Grande last year, where her body was recovered in a rural area along Highway 198. The Medal of Valor will be awarded to a deputy who was involved in a late-night shooting near Templeton High School, where the suspect fired upon two sheriff's patrol vehicles. The deputies involved in the incident will also receive Distinguished Service Awards. Paso Robles High School Jazz Band wins multiple awards from Dos Pueblos Jazz Festival. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazenbear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazenbear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The Paso Robles High School Jazz Band attended the 2026 Dos Pueblos High School Jazz Festival in Goleta and delivered an outstanding performance that earned multiple awards and individual honors. The Jazz Festival brings together high school and junior high schools from across the Central Coast with educational clinics led by professional musicians and jazz educators. The Bearcat Jazz Band earned second place in the Senior High Novice Division, recognizing the ensemble's strong overall performance. Individual students who received awards were Jamie Cota, Khalil Conrad, Christina Cerna, Oliver Taylor, Maxwell Tui-Bergvall, and Emery Tiel. Local audiences can listen to the award-winning ensemble on Saturday, March 14th, when PRHS Jazz Band performs at the Cuesta College Festival. This event is free and open to the public. The Templeton Historical Museum will be hosting its annual Some Like It Hot fundraising event Saturday, March 14th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Activities for the day include the annual chili competition, a vintage silent auction, and ranch branding in honor of the local cattle ranchers. If you own a ranch brand, you're encouraged to bring it to burn your mark on Templeton history. Or for just $25, you can create and burn your own brand. Chili tastings are just $1 a taste, featuring the best of Templeton's home cooks. For more information on each event, you can visit templetonmuseum.com. The City of Atascadero has announced a request for a proposal to design and install holiday lights in the Sunken Gardens Park. Holiday lights in the Sunken Gardens help transform the park into a festive environment during the winter season. The selected contractor will be responsible for the design, installation, maintenance, removal, packing, and transport of all holiday lighting features. The city intends the initial contract to be for 1 year, with the option to extend to further increments. Interested parties must submit a written proposal by Tuesday, March 31st at 5 p.m. In addition to the safety enhancement zone going into effect for the city of San Luis Obispo leading up to St. Patrick's Day, the county district attorney's office announced stricter enforcement. The DA's office says they will not be offering pre-filing misdemeanor diversions to any person alleged to have committed a crime stemming from St. Patrick's Day celebrations, effective March 6th through the 18th. The DA's office encourages students, visitors, residents to San Luis Obispo to celebrate St. Patrick's Day responsibly. During the enforcement period, all fines will be doubled and laws will be strictly enforced within the city during this time. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Lakers beat the Timberwolves 120-106, the Kings over the Pacers 114-109, the Bulls beat the Warriors 130-124. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Timberwolves, the Kings will go against the Hornets, the Nuggets will face the Rockets, and the Knicks will go against the Jazz. In California news, an attorney for a California solar power company has pled guilty to 23 felony counts of fraud, including bank fraud and wire fraud. 61-year-old Ari Lauer was sentenced to 11 years and 5 months in prison for helping orchestrate a billion-dollar fraud scheme. A bishop in a small Chaldean Catholic community in California has been accused of embezzlement and money laundering. Bishop Emmanuel Chaltea is accused of embezzling more than $270,000 from his parish. Details of the allegations are currently sealed. He faces up to 15 years in prison if convicted of all six felonies he is charged with. Yamaha Motor Company is moving its U.S. headquarters from California to Georgia. The Japanese company's American headquarters have been located in Cypress, California since 1979, and they'll begin their relocation at the end of 2026. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The 30th annual Commodity Classic took place in San Antonio, Texas recently. There were just over 12,000 people that attended. Of those was Matt Bennett, CEO and co-founder of AgMarket.net, who talked a lot about what's going on in the corn markets.
We got a lot of corn to chew through on old crop. That's maybe on kind of the bearish side. I mean, there's no doubt there's a lot of corn. On the bullish side, you've got record world demand, you got record U.S. demand. Corn is in high demand, and that's all there is to it. So if we look at, for instance, hey, we've got 16.47 billion bushels of demand, there's only 1 year in the history of the U.S. we've produced more corn than that. And so as long as we're producing, we're going to be okay. Markets aren't going to do anything last year. Hopefully it's not a repeat. But if we produce, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be a flat, dead market. If you get into a production issue, the volatility that could come into this market could be massive.
When it comes to marketing commodities such as corn, Bennett suggests that producers be as flexible as possible.
What would happen if we do get into a production issue, and I am trying to tell people, let's stay real flexible this year. I don't want to lock in a loss 10 months ahead of harvest, you know, if I haven't given this market a chance to at least do something.
Bennett points out that just because there might be a rally on the Chicago Board of Trade in the corn markets does not mean that it translates to a rally in cash prices.
Hi, I'm Kevin Oxner with Oxner Land and Cattle in Kersey, Colorado. On March 21st, we'll be offering a powerful set of performance-oriented limousine and limflex bulls and heifers, including our National Western Stock Show Champion Pen of Three. These cattle are designed to complement British-based cow herds, and they all sell with genomically enhanced EPDs, PAP scores, and a first-season breeding guarantee. Learn more at oakcattle.com and join us Saturday, March 21st, in person or online at dvauctions.com.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Let's pay a visit to Rich London, the mattress specialist in Paso Robles.
Well, Gary, as you can see, I'm packed. You walk in here, there's beds everywhere. I have a lot of new beds in, and I have my regular beds. I've got my Chatham & Wells, which are top, top, top-notch beds. Those are the high-end beds from Gottschalk's, and they're incredible beds. I've got those on sale. I've got my Eastman House beds on sale, whether it's the latex or the memory foam.
If you want it, you'll probably find it at the mattress specialist, 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California's 2016 agricultural overtime law was meant to raise wages for farm workers. While some have benefited from the law, a growing body of research suggests it has ended up reducing overall earnings for farm workers as employers shorten the work week to keep their costs down. By 2022, when the law was partially phased in, farm employees in California were working 3 to 5 hours less per week than a decade prior. On average, their weekly income had declined by $80 to $120, according to research by Alexandra Hill, a University of California Berkeley professor who researches agricultural economics and farm worker well-being. Since the law was implemented, Colusa County farm workers Arceli Chavez-Cortez said she had lost a third of her work hours suddenly. "I couldn't cover the electricity bill," she said. "I couldn't pay rent." Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 40s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the low 80s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly cloudy on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny on Monday and Tuesday, mostly sunny on Wednesday. Low 80s Friday and Saturday, mid-80s Sunday and Monday, upper 80s Tuesday, 86 a week from today. Currently, it is 41 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open mixed following a fresh reading on the Consumer Price Index that suggests inflation held steady last month. On an annual basis, the CPI was up 2.4%, 2.5% excluding food and energy. February readings were taken before the Iran conflict. Crude oil prices nudged higher as traders monitored developments with Iran, though oil is still not at the levels reached earlier this week. Oracle shares are up 12% on dramatic demand for its services for artificial intelligence and an upbeat quarter. Campbell's shares opened down 2%. The company was dragged down in the recent quarter by a decline in snack sales, though sales of Rao's sauces and other meal products rose. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Posola, invested in you.
Most
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso, and want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rentals. Same store, same location in Atascadero. They are your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-5775, which you can text that. 238-KPRL to join us. No music this morning because our robo-cart is still not working and our engineer is still sleeping. All right, let's see here. Coming up this afternoon on Sound Off, Stu Jenkins, attorney. There's some issues about the inclusionary housing and other area legal issues going on in cities and counties throughout. So that will be the conversation this afternoon with you, Karen, and Stu. Enjoy that between 12:30 and 2. Anything that may be on your mind. Let's see here. There is a danger. This is on the text. There is a danger area next to the cemetery on Lake Road, 24th Street, for bikes. Not even one lane eastbound. Good day. Okay, so that's right out there. Trying to envision it. Well, for those of us who know the area, I don't exactly know what this means. It's been a long time, but I did ride my bike out that way years ago when I lived in town, and it's not the safest, but that's why I only did it once. it's up to you. All right, let's see here. We got a couple of things here that, again, sent to me, and this has to do with there is a video that's going around, and this has to do with fraudulent signature gathering for a California ballot initiative. It's been caught on video in the Bay Area, and what was happening is that a group in San Francisco was illegally offering strangers $5 in exchange for their signatures on a state ballot initiative, giving one participant a name and an address to use on the form. And this video shows a crowd of people near downtown San Francisco standing in line to add their names to the paperwork. When the person filing asks, "Why are they there?" a man responds, "It's for signing a petition. You get $5 to sign a petition." Later, a woman at the table where the paperwork is being handed out can be heard instructing someone to sign the name Carol Sanderson of Avila Beach. Okay. This is the petition for building a better California. This is the billionaire-backed ballot initiative that aims to prohibit taxes on personal wealth. Anyway, so $5 for the signature. I don't know if that's illegal or not, but obviously using other people's names would be. And apparently even some homeless people were given $5 to sign this. So maybe you can find that on the website. Also, something here in California for all business owners, and I guess you can say people as well, who are headed to work today, there is something that's come up, and it has to do with leave. And that is the amount of time you would be allowed to leave from work. Okay? It is the California Democrats are pushing this. It's chosen family bereavement leave. And they're according to this, what the Democrats are trying to do is redefine family to suit progressive ideology. And private sector California employers are about to pay the price. It's Senate Bill 1149. This was introduced a few weeks ago. It would force businesses to grant job-protected, unpaid bereavement leave, not just for actual relatives, but for anyone an employee suddenly decides to call chosen family. Now, this bill expands existing law, which already requires employers with five or more employees to provide up to 5 days of bereavement leave upon the death of a family member, and that's in quotes. Now, the current statute defines the term narrowly. Family member means a spouse or a child, parent, sibling, grandparent, grandchildren, domestic partner, or parent-in-law. Now, this new legislation amends the existing law by simply tacking on or designated person. Now, these two words sound harmless, but upon when you actually read the definition that the lawmakers imported from another piece of legislature to California, this is where the slippery slope becomes somewhat obvious. Designated person means any individual related by blood or whose association with the employee is the equivalent of a family relationship. The designated person may be identified by the employee at the time the employee requests to leave. There's no criteria, in other words. No verification process, no requirement that the relationship is longstanding or even documented or even reciprocal. The employee just picks the person at the moment they want the time off, and the employer must comply or face claims of unlawful employment practices under the same code sections in the state of California. Now, the law provides zero guardrails on who qualifies as family or when a worker can claim someone as such. Today, it's a close friend or a roommate. Tomorrow, it could be a neighbor, a workout buddy, or anyone else the employee feels like designating after the fact. So again, as we see more rules and regulations put on business owners, they're going to do this, and there will be some who will take advantage of it because, part of this, people won't abuse it. Well, yes, they will. People abuse laws all the time. So my guess is, once again, as we see the amount of jobs available not only in California but around the country diminish, one, because of AI, but others because you just heard it on the farm thing, on less hours and so forth. You have an employee like this, I guarantee most businesses will find a way to get rid of them. They will be gone. So, and there's pretty slick ways to do that, and it really doesn't take a lot of work, because usually employees like this eventually hang themselves anyway. And California, by the way, already leads the nation in workplace mandates to drive up the cost and drive out businesses. Now, again, this bill adds another layer of this nonsense, and it's usually the small business employers. Of course, it's five or more, but that's quite a few of them. So we will see how far this goes. It'll probably go. And those are in favor of it says anybody who wouldn't like this is that they lack compassion. Oh, really? How about you just don't like people who are trying to manipulate you and lie to you, and so forth? Bereavement with family members is one thing, but when you start getting down to this where there's no criteria at all, who does it benefit? Who does it benefit? All right. Also, we have something here for those of you that travel. Chris, you're headed out when? In July, right? I think.
Just to Los Angeles.
Okay, that doesn't count.
Yeah, I'm not taking a plane anywhere.
Okay. So when you travel, it's recommended that you do certain things as far as cleanliness. I mean, the first one would be take a shower before you get on the plane, please.
And put on deodorant.
Some people don't need it. So when you're traveling, what do you think the dirtiest item is? And we're not talking, because what I'm getting at is here that this is has to do with germs or bacteria, the same thing, shoes. So researchers have come up with the most common travel item that has the most bacteria on it. What do you think it might be?
A toothbrush.
No, because that's your own. That's your own. You're not sharing that with anybody.
It still has a lot of germs on it.
But it's your own.
I understand, but just With the way you worded the question, what has the most bacteria on it? I assume a toothbrush.
Okay, so, you know, when I saw this, first thing I thought of was my luggage. Because I always have, I don't do carry-on. So my luggage goes through how many hands? I don't know, but obviously more than my own. Anyway, what this is your passport or your ID. Because you hand that, you know, I don't know if, you don't hand it off anymore, don't you? Don't you just show it to them? Or well, do they, I forget if they take it or not.
Some TSA agents take it for a moment, but that's it. I think most of them are wearing gloves anyway.
Right, but their gloves, they pick up, you know, hundreds of people a day with people that touched it. So anyway, just a little something there, either your passport or your identification, according to this, and doctors and so forth, and clinic microbiology, et cetera, that beware of that. So the bacteria buildup on your identification is the big one, all right? Which really shocks me because we touch so many shared surfaces just, you know, sitting on a plane, you know. Anyway, just, again, nothing, something else. It doesn't mean you have to, you know, go crazy or anything like that regarding that. And let's see here. Also, I had another one that somebody sent me regarding some more stuff that's going on in the California. Is this is interesting. The California is trying to come up with ways to break out of the loop of declining enrollment in colleges. So because the one is the expense. Now, here's a question to throw out. If enrollment is declining at the universities, and the university is saying this is a an issue because of budget, in other words, they're not getting the same income that they would have either from the state or just, you know, from the general population of kids that go to college, or even from the federal government, the money, then what would you do? If you have less students, you would need what? Less professors and less services, wouldn't you? So would you cut back? Extinguish them? Nope, not in the state of California. They want to come up with ways to get more kids back into school, whether it's using money, free tuition, et cetera, because for many reasons, kids, other than money, they're not enrolling as much at the Cal State University programs. So they are going to do this, pilot program to quite a few campuses here in California. And they've, in some cases, these universities have seen double-digit enrollment declines, but hardly a decline in the staff at the universities. So again, government solution, we don't have enough people. Well, let's just, you know, come up with this other way so we don't have to get rid of people and pay them for doing nothing. Okay. By the way, speaking of that, since I saw this, I was interested in the percentage about your tax money. Okay. Here's one for you. Now, there isn't a single statistic that covers all of government programs. And why? I don't know, because that's our money. But here's an example of something. Approximately 70% of public golf courses that are operated by local governments lose money. 70% of them. Totaling in the United States, $61 million annually. 70% of the public golf courses. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, I was listening to the music this morning on Star Spangled Banner that you play every morning, and I just realized it's not complete. It's missing a whole verse or a whole line. I was humming along, and it went from Whose Broad Stripes Have Thumb Low by the Dawn's Early Light. It goes right from there to the Rocket's Red Glare. It's leaving out Whose Broad Stripes and Bites. Which I can't say it. I'm still waking up. Whose bright stars and broad stripes were still gleaming. That whole verse is missing. listen to it.
Well, I'll have to. I hadn't noticed. I guess it's just
something. I was
just
humming along and realizing, well, we just missed a whole line.
Hmm. Well.
And just listen to it and see what you think. And on the university thing, the UC San Diego has something like 13 diversity deans. So the cost of education is constantly going up. And now with declining enrollment, they're going to probably have to raise the tuition again.
That's my point. Well, but that's my point. If there's declining enrollment, why is the declining staff?
The excuse they gave here for the local schools with declining enrollment but more staff was because of COVID, but that's all over now.
So why doesn't the public demand that you, I know that people will argue, well, you can't compare a government entity to a regular business because, you know, we always hear, well, you got to treat it like a business. Well, but if you have double digit as far as the percentage of kids that are not enrolling, how can you not cut staff?
Yeah, well, you'd think that would be a common business decision. If you have less work, you have less need for people, or fewer hours for people. But I guess it doesn't work that way with education.
Right. So what are they doing?
Your question is that's a, your answer is as good as mine. I have no idea.
I don't either. I mean, it's crazy.
Yes, it is. The cost of education has gone up. And I was just watching last night some of the old Charlie Kirk questions on college campuses, and he was going on how college is such a scam. Maybe people are listening.
Well, I don't like him, but I watch Jesse Waters once in a while.
Jesse Waters is an interesting guy.
I can't stand the guy.
Because?
He's a sleazebag. Do you know his background?
No, I do not.
Check out his background and what he did when he was married.
Okay.
All right. Plus, he interrupts everybody. But I do like Raymond Arroyo. And he does these, you know, on-the-street stuff.
Yes.
It's amazing the lack of knowledge that people have.
I'll share this with you. I just recently had to rebuild my back fence. So I went to Lowe's to get some supplies, of which was 12 1/2 by 5 inch bolts to fasten the boards together. I laid them on the counter. A young man, looks like he's probably a fresh hire from high school, first year out. And he said, "How many, sir?" I said, "A dozen." He says, "Is that 10? He didn't know what a dozen was.
He has his degree, though.
Well, he's got a graduate degree in high school, I guess.
Yeah.
And the same thing when Charlie Kirk was asking these people who were economy majors in college who Milton Friedman was, who Thomas Sowell was, they had never heard of him. He says, that goes to show you why college is a scam.
Oh.
Sad.
It's pathetic. Pathetic.
Thank God I went to school when they still taught us something.
Yeah. All right, Doc, I'll give it a listen. Okay. Thanks for the... I don't know, air check.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Templeton Historical Museum will be hosting its annual Some Like It Hot fundraising event Saturday, March 14th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Activities for the day include the annual chili competition with tastings, a vintage silent auction, and ranch branding in honor of local cattle ranchers. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services responded to a report of a fire on March 9th at about 6:40 p.m. on the 7100 block of Sycamore Road. Atascadero Fire found two outbuildings, a fence, and a travel trailer involved in a heavy fire. The blaze was knocked down after about 20 minutes, and the units remained for about 3 hours for mop-up. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, News. I'm Therese Crowley. U.S. Naval Forces blow up 16 of Iran's mine-laying ships in the Strait of Hormuz to protect the flow of oil. Fox's Trey Yangston, Tel Aviv.
CENTCOM released new video overnight showing U.S. strikes against Iranian mine-laying vessels. This comes as the Wall Street Journal reports less than 10 mines have been laid in the Strait of Hormuz, this critical oil passage where 20% of the world's oil passes through.
Iranian officials say the new Ayatollah was wounded in the legs on the first day of Operation Epic Fury. Severe spring tornadoes south of Chicago leave two dead, injuries two in Lake Village, Indiana. Between extreme weather and the government partial shutdown, airport travel delays reaching 3 and 4 hours at airport security lines. Some 300 TSA agents reportedly quit, not getting paychecks as Democrats refuse to fund it. America's listening to Fox News.
Thirty-eight years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Kerber Hill and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Don't forget that. Old Dominion's coming to the California Mid-State Fair Wednesday, July 15th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. MidstateFair.com, but you can win them before you can buy them. Right here on KPRL, just email me, Kevin@KPRL.com. I'll let you know through the email if you have got the two tickets to see Old Dominion. Quite the group. Oh, that's right. I forgot. The robo-carts aren't working. North County weather. Okay, and it's brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Sunshine today, upper 70s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-40s, and sunshine again, low 80s on your Thursday. Friday, pretty much the same, low 80s. Saturday, what the heck, low 80s, mid-80s Sunday. Monday, we'll head to the upper 80s, same on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 6, up and down. 7:20 a.m., 7:07 p.m., we are at 40. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. I keep on wanting to hit these carts, but what's going on? All right, Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the delightful River Oaks community. All right, don't forget the ARP Foundation Tax Aid. They provide free tax help by appointment in Paso Robles at the Veterans Memorial Building and the Oak Park Community Center. Services are available for all taxpayers with non-complex situations, with a special focus on those over 50 and with low to moderate income. Also, if if you got some kids, they can get in on this too. So contact them and make sure you get all the paperwork ready for them as well. They will help you out. Loaves and Fishes is a food pantry serving housed families and individuals struggling to put food on their tables. They receive no government funding, but instead are supported entirely by the community. Become part of the community and help out Loaves and Fishes here in Paso Robles. You can call 238-4742. That's 238-4742 or loavesandfishespaso.org, and they appreciate it. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and of course, dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. All right, birthdays and anniversaries. Brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Well, they'll help you out. They got great service at affordable prices.
Let's see here. On the birthday list, local celebrities on this Wednesday, we have Peggy Hutchins, Bonnie Hogue, Jeannie Molinar, Cindy Pettis, Lila Avery Fusen, Joanne Hoffman, and Gracelyn Post. There you have that. On my right-hand side, Shemp Howard. He was not one of the good Three Stooges. 1895, 1955. And a one and a two, Lawrence Welk, 1903, 1992. The former British Prime Minister, Harold Wilson, 1916-1995. Vince Barella, gold medalist on hoops team for the United States in 48 and played with the Knicks, also a coach. 1927-2016, Troy Ruttman, youngest guy to win the Indy 500. He was born in 1930, died in 1997. Everybody's favorite, Rupert Murdoch, was born in 1931. Onward we go. Antoine Scalia, 1936-2016. This guy was quite the character, and for a while he wasn't a bad pitcher. Doc Ellis, 1945-2008, from Canty, going up the country. Harvey Mandel, 1945, from Vanilla Fudge. Mark Stein, 1947, he was the organ player. From Amen's Corner, Blue Weaver, 1947. This guy's a pretty good hoopster. Jim McMillan, 1948, died in 2016. Geronimo, Cesar Geronimo, Astros and Reds, couple of rings, 1948. Onward we go. Wendelin Hall played at Arizona State and with the Vikings, 1950. Everybody's favorite, Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy, 1950. And who else do we have? From the Statler brother, Jimmy Fortune. He was not one of the original. He replaced Don Reed. Jimmy was born in 1955. From Big Country, Bruce Watson, 1961. Okay. Steve Reed, baseball pitcher, 1965. Lisa Loeb, 1968. Johnny Knoxville was born in 1971. Solomon Torres, baseball, 72. Bobby Abreu, good hitter, 1974. All right, there goes my, I think the engineer just woke up. And Greg Olson, he's a pretty good tight end with the Bears. Very good announcer on the games, 1985. And we have Anthony Davis, the forward out of the University of Kentucky. He was born in 1993. Passing away on this day, he invented the first all-electronic television, Philo Taylor Farnsworth. He had over 300 patents, mostly in radio and television. He died in 1971. Who else? Keith Emerson of Emerson, Lake and Palmer. He died in 2016. One of the great defensive tackles of all time. Merlin Olsen, 2010. My goodness. The creator of Perry Mason, Earl Stanley Gardner. He passed away in 1970. The naval aviator, Richard Byrd, 1957. And that is it. All right, going to the top of the list, ladies and gentlemen. He played in the Ivy League at Columbia University in his 3-year span, because back then freshmen weren't allowed to play. His team was 63-14. It's the last time they were in the tournament. And he was a first-round pick by the Lakers. I'm breaking my Laker rule here today. 13th overall in the 1970 draft. And he had a solid career. Wasn't a, you know, all-star or anything like that. But he helped the Lakers out a lot. As a matter of fact, their championship season there in 73, he averaged 19 points in the playoffs. He replaced Elgin Baylor. And when McMillan came in, that was his second season, and replaced Elgin Baylor, that's when the Lakers went on their streak. The guy was a bull on defense and could pound the boards and so forth and so on. But when Wilt retired, they got rid of McMillan and sent him, and they got Elmore Smith. But he was a good, solid basketball player. Jim McMillan goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The County Sheriff's Office will be holding its awards ceremony on Thursday, March 12th at 10 a.m. at the San Luis Obispo Veterans Hall, 801 Grand Avenue. The ceremony will honor recipients of life-saving medals, Meritorious Service Award, Distinguished Service Awards, and the Medal of Valor. City of Atascadero has announced a request for a proposal to design and install holiday lights in the Sunken Gardens Park. The contractor will be responsible for the design, installation, maintenance, removal, packing, and transport of all holiday lighting features. Interested parties must submit a proposal by Tuesday, March 31st at 5 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 40 degrees.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
All righty, that's it. Jim McMillan unfortunately passed away at the age of 68 in North Carolina in 2016. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.